I caught Thorn's eye as he passed me. He was still holding his bloodied hand to the stump of his left wrist.
Never mind, kid. That hand's looking a bit green now, anyway. Probably too late to save it. Have to do with an augmetic. Hell, I once had my whole damned arm ripped off by a Miral Landshark. You don't hear me grizzling about that. It's character forming.
Walking into that village was like stepping onto a different world. The jungle suddenly seemed a long way away, and I was surprised to see children playing on the grass between the huts. Some of them stopped to stare at us as we passed. There was excitement and wonder in their wide eyes, but not a trace of fear, although we must have presented a terrifying sight in our jungle camouflage, laden down with weapons. Faris dropped back, fell into step beside me.
How do they survive? They let their children play outdoors for the Emperor's sake, just a few hundred meters from the monsters and the poisons and the sickness out there.
He shuddered at the thought.
We have to evacuate them, Strachan. First thing in the morning. They aren't safe here.
General Faris, you might have gathered by now, was not one of us. He hailed from Validius, a world so inbred that 80% of its population belonged to the monarchy. And didn't they just love to let you know about it? To be fair, Faris had posted himself to the front line this morning. He must have had some guts. Somehow, though, during the fighting, he'd been separated from his own regiment and ended up with ours. A scrawny, pasty-faced man. The general clearly wasn't used to jungle conditions. He had brightened up a lot now that we had found shelter. Cadence led us into the spacious central hall. It was packed with more of his people, all dressed in the same white robes, talking and laughing and sharing our bowls of plump, ripe fruit. They cleared spaces for us, on benches or on cushions, and handed us fruit, hunks of sweet-smelling bread, and mugs of crystal-clear water. Faris was in his element, shaking the hand of anyone who looked like they might be important, thanking them for their kindness, promising to repay it. I was happy to leave all the joying to him. My men were approaching the villagers' gifts with caution. I'd have stuck my boot up the backsides of any of them who hadn't. As catechins, though, we had good instincts about food and drink. Wouldn't last too damn long otherwise. We were soon satisfied that no one was trying to poison us. In fact, the fruits in particular were sweet and moist, quenching the flames in my throat. I couldn't help but wonder why I hadn't seen their like before on this planet. Soon, my men were mixing with the villagers as if they'd been friends all their lives. I listened in on their conversations, heard a lot of small talk about Catechan and life in the Imperial Guard, but not so much about our hosts. They were good at deflecting questions. Then Faris introduced me to two village elders. Older men, white-haired, straight-backed, and dignified, but with the same glint of humor in their eyes that I'd seen in Cadence's. And it seemed he had pried some information out of them, at least.
They've been telling me of their people's legends. They believe they came to this world in a great sky chariot 1,000 generations ago.
The Stellar Exodus. I knew that some of the first colony ships had strayed beyond the Segmentum Solar, and so in those pre-warp days had become lost to history. It had even been suggested that one of those ships had seeded human life on Catechan.
Their ancestors were born on Holy Terra. They're the Emperor's people, like us.
It seems we have a great deal in common, and much to talk about on the morrow. For now, you and your men must sleep. We can clear this meeting hall for you. I see you have bedrolls. We can fetch more cushions and pillows if you wish.
That would be more than acceptable. Thank you.
As Cadence and the elders left, I grumbled something about making the men soft. Faris let out a sigh.
You know, your men don't all have your advantages, shall we say. You can push them too hard.
I didn't bother to answer that. No outsider could understand the bond between me and my men. They'd have crawled through a Catechan devil's nest on their bare bellies if I'd asked them to. That much I knew.
All right, you milksops. That's enough damn pampering for one day. Get out there. Start laying traps around the village's perimeter. Go easy on the mines. We're running dry. I want toe poppers, lashing branches, anything that'll kick up a damn good racket. Graves, put that cushion down. Up to it, you slackers. Or do I have to do everything myself? And once you're done, I want 4 volunteers to join me on first watch. MacDougall, Vines, Kopacek, Grief. You'll do.